The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So we all, if we were paying attention last week, everybody knows that Roseanne put her foot in her mouth again and got her show canceled. Oops.
Which it wasn't a surprise.
No, she's a loose cannon, and this has always been the case, and I don't know why anyone didn't see this coming, but, you know.
After the first go-round of Roseanne, wasn't there a bunch of things that she said all the time?
And that was before social media.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? You can't just put, like, a person like that and, like, give them technology and not think this is going to happen. But that's, nobody puts me in charge, Johnny. No one puts me in charge of this stuff. But the people in charge, sounds like, might kill her off.
Really?
Not literally. So don't, you know, they're not, you know, this is an assassination or anything like that. But People Magazine claims that ABC is considering doing a Roseanne spinoff centered around Sarah Gilbert.
Okay.
Tentatively titled Darlene.
Ooh.
They would kill off Roseanne's character and then follow Gilbert's character.
I like this idea.
I like the idea, too, because that was one of the good things about the show. And then Jackie was another great character could stay on.
You learned so much and you watched Darlene grow up through the show, and there was a lot of focus on her as she got in her teenage years.
Yeah, so a source told People Magazine, Sarah Gilbert is in talks to get a spinoff called Darlene, and they will kill Roseanne off. The cast is meeting because they refuse to give up on their fans or the family that they were building with each other. So, I think it's a good idea.
I think it is, because I mean, we've seen how you've taken that next generation with Fuller House and a lot of these other spinoff shows. I think it's a good move.
Yeah, me too.
Keep
John Goodman on and all those people.
It's good stuff. This is also good, I guess. Kanye West crossing one person off of his list. He's ending a feud with Drake over the weekend by going to Twitter and says, "I've never been about beef. I'm about love." Lines were crossed, and it's not good for anyone. So this is dead now.
Johnny, I like the way you read it, but you introduced punctuation that's not in there. So I'm going to read it the way it was literally tweeted.
I know, but I think that's how it should be.
"I'm never about beef. I'm about love. Lines were crossed. It's not good for anyone. So this is dead now."
Right. The way I did it, I think, sounds
proper.
But he
English.
Didn't.
But like, he didn't actually include periods or
maybe
commas.
He was just so happy to end the feud that he was like, "Punctuation? Who needs that?"
It sounds passive aggressive to me, but we'll see.
Reading between the lines.
I am.
So we'll wait and see what happens, but that still means that there's probably like 100 people on Kanye West's list of people that he hates.
He still has beef.
Oh, yeah. Still
about the beef.
Lots and 100% beef has gone down to 99% beef.
Exactly.
But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.